What happens when a man trained to enforce power encounters a kingdom built on love? Welcome to The Centurion's Witness, a 10-part Easter journey, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries, told through the eyes of a Roman soldier, a man of discipline, authority, and hardened resolve. He has served the empire faithfully. He understands command, obedience, and the cost of maintaining order. But in Judea, everything begins to shift. A rumor spreads, a teacher speaks, a servant falls ill, and a centurion, accustomed to giving orders, finds himself confronted with a different kind of authority. One that does not command armies, but hearts. One that does not crush enemies, but calls them to love. Across 10 episodes, you will walk alongside a Roman centurion, unnamed in the Bible, but later named by tradition. His worldview shaken, and his soul awakened. You will hear the clash between empire and eternity, between violence and mercy, between what is seen and what is true. This is not just a story about what happened. It is a story about what happens to us when we encounter Jesus. We all must answer the same question. What do we do when we come face to face with a power greater than anything we have ever known?
I was a Roman centurion. I served the empire in Carthage, in Pontus, in Cappadocia, and finally in Judea, where everything I believed was shattered and remade. My name is Longinus. At least, that is what they call me now. The man with the lance. I want to tell you what I saw. Not what the priests say happened, not what the governor's report claims, what I saw, what I heard, what changed me from the inside out. It begins in Capernaum, in my fourth year commanding a garrison under King Herod and the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate. We were there to keep the peace, or what Rome called peace.
Another day, another rumor. The locals are buzzing about some new rabbi.
There is always a new rabbi, Marcus.
This one's different. They're saying he healed a leper outside Chorazin, touched the man with his bare hands. The whole village watched.
And I'm told Jupiter himself served me breakfast this morning.
Laugh if you want. Half the garrison is talking about it. Some of the local merchants refuse to sell us grain because they think this rabbi is about to overthrow Rome.
What's his name?
Jesus. From Nazareth. A carpenter's son, apparently.
A carpenter's son? Leading a revolution?
Cassius, it's always a shepherd or a carpenter or a fisherman with these people. Never anyone who's actually held a sword.
All the same, I want to know what we're dealing with. If this man is stirring up the population, I need to see it for myself. Marcus, find out where he's speaking next.
There must be 1,000 people here.
More.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Centurion,
quiet.
You have heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. For if you love only those who love you, what reward is there in that? Do not even the tax collectors do the same?
I have commanded men in three provinces. I have heard governors and kings give speeches designed to move armies. None of it was like this. It was not the authority of a sword. It was something deeper, something I could feel in my chest, pressing against all the armor I had built around myself for 20 years. And for the first time in as long as I could remember, I felt peace.
He was coughing all night, struggling to breathe.
And how is he now?
I think he has finally fallen asleep, but he has a raging fever.
I will go in to see him. Tobias? Tobias, can you hear me?
Master, I am sorry. I cannot rise.
Don't speak. Save your strength. Marcus!
Sir?
Tobias is getting worse. He is soaking in sweat. His eyes are bloodshot and he has a rash on his face. Our prayers are not working. Send for every physician in Capernaum. Spare no expense.
I will go at once.
Tobias had served me faithfully for almost 20 years. He was not merely a servant. He was family. We consulted Roman medical specialists, the Medici, assigned to military units, not just in Capernaum, but also in Tiberias. A Greek physician from Sepphoris was dispatched. Even the finest local Jewish practitioners examined him, and each one delivered the same verdict. There was nothing to be done. He would die.
Centurion, I know you don't want to hear this, but there is the rabbi, Jesus. The men say he has healed many. A paralytic, a woman with a fever, the lame, the blind. There are even stories of...
I am not compelled by stories, Marcus. I deal in reason and evidence. The man is a carpenter's son. What does he know of healing? He is unlearned.
Perhaps. But Tobias is dying. What do we have to lose?
He was right. I had nothing left to lose. And something in me, something I could not name, told me that Jesus could do what no physician could. So I sent for Elder Joseph, a leader in the Jewish community who had always dealt fairly with me. And I asked him to carry a message to Jesus on my behalf.
Next time, Longinus takes a step he never imagined, reaching out not as a commander, but as a man in need. Will he dare to trust the authority he barely understands? And what will happen when Jesus responds?